And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about this one. I mean it. I say it. It's Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, well, we're going to keep enjoying the moment here. We're still basking in the warm afterglow of a great election, but I said today when I spoke to the Republican women in Madison County that let's enjoy the moment. Let's shake the hands, slap the backs, hug the necks, do all the things. But you know what? Now the real fight begins. Now we got work to do. Now we got to get busy over the next 2 years. Well, one of the people that's going to be getting busy for us is on the phone right now. Congressman Dale Strong is the congressman from Alabama's 5th Congressional District. He hails from the Madison County area. He was elected in November 2022, and he's up there doing what he can to make a difference. He's on the phone right now. Hey, Congressman, how you doing?
Phil, great to be with you again.
Well, thanks for making some time. Listen, just give me the quick version. I can imagine it, but what's the mood like in the Republican caucus right now?
Well, I'll tell you this right here. The big thing we're going to find out real quick is who wants to change America and join with Donald Trump. I think most of our group is ready to roll. We've got some positions we've got to fill here in our organizational chart. But I'll tell you this right here. You look at what Donald Trump's doing, Tom Homan, I believe he's going to be able to. He's going to be the greatest czar that ever hit. He's going to look out for America, and you just look at it. Trump has absolutely everything he said. He's keeping those promises, and we're marching. And it's time to take care of business.
Well, you know, and I agree. And right now, it's a mixed review. Townhall.com says that it appears that we have retained a House majority, but that the AP still hasn't gone down that road yet. What are you hearing? I think it's going to be a majority. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I think it's going to be the 222, 223 number. It's going to be a small majority, but we're going to check some people's oil pretty quick here to find out where they stand and if they're for America or they want the same business as usual. And change is in the air. I feel it's going to happen soon.
Well, and I hope that's the case. So speaking of change, one of the things that just came out on AL.com today is that one of the senior members of our delegation, Congressman Rogers, has said that he believes Space Command is coming to Huntsville. What do you know?
Just like what we told, the facts speak for themselves. 21 categories, it showed that Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, Alabama was the best choice for national security. We've been mashing this home ever since I got there. I can tell you the conversations I've had with President Trump, he understands what has to be done, and I believe it's going to happen sooner rather than later.
And if I'm not mistaken, you were on the county commission during that phase of getting Huntsville prepped and approved for Space Command, and now you're seeing it from Congress. You were there for the early days too, weren't you?
I was. It was the most thorough process I've ever seen. You look at those categories, it was evaluating everything from education to transportation to the cost to construct, the cost to maintain, and you look at it. It always came back to Redstone Arsenal. And I just remember questioning General Dickinson, Secretary Kendall, Secretary of the Air Force, and it just proved Secretary Kendall said that he evaluated the 21 categories and he recommended Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, Alabama. And so you look at it, let's do what's right for national security. And I said from day one, if it wasn't the best choice for national security, I couldn't go with it. But the facts and the data proves itself, and it's going to lead to 1,700 new jobs for our North Alabama with a 3,000 job spinoff. And let's do what's right for national security. And our people have previously accepted the challenge, and I think that we're going to accept it again, and we're going to show that the right decision is for Huntsville.
You know, it's amazing, too, Congressman. So when I was a kid, my grandfather was post commander at Redstone in the early 70s. And I can distinctly remember he lived in a little, he was a post commander as a general officer, and he lived in a small, one story rancher on the base. And I look at what Redstone is now. It's amazing the amount of growth and the number of commands and other facilities that have planted themselves there over the years. Redstone is really is a leader in the Department of Defense, and with the FBI there, it's incredible.
Well, you look at it. The Space Command was Mike Rogers of Alabama's idea, and it was always going to be temporary in Colorado. It was never meant to be the permanent command base there, although they did participate in the process. But if you look at it, we're far superior in our area, and so that's the thing that we're pushing. But I really do. I tip my hat to Mike Rogers, especially the entire Alabama delegation. There was a lot of people that said, Dale, you're wasting your time. But again, I'm glad that we did what we did. Number one, we proved that the data was correct. And number two, we stopped the Milcon construction in Colorado and started this IG investigation, which will concur with what we've said from day one, is that Redstone is not just the decision is not based on politics. It's based on what is right for national security, and that's what we have pushed since day one. And I believe it's going to be another promise that was made and another promise that was kept by Donald Trump.
Well, and I look forward to it, and I believe you're right. Let me ask you this. So Congressman Mike Rogers, chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, seniority in the House means a lot, but there's been talk in the media lately of him being tapped as a potential Secretary of Defense. Are we going to lose him to a job in a different capacity?
Well, I can tell you he's more than qualified to do it. Mike Rogers has been a great mentor to me in my first 2 years in Congress. Number one, it was great for him to put himself up for this. And again, if he does go, we're going to miss him in House Armed Services. If he stays in House Armed Services, we're going to win there also. But it's been a process. The president has hit the ground running. You look at what's going on at Mar-a-Lago right now. I mean, it is an absolute war room trying to be sure we get the right people in office and be sure that we get these Democrat-appointed judges off the bench and get Republicans in there. And so I think it's going to work out good for America.
Well, so I guess more to come on the Mike Rogers thing, but there have been some announcements that I'm pretty stoked about. I like Marco Rubio for Secretary of State. I really like Tom Homan for the border czar. It looks to me, I mean, the border being one of the chief issues that people went to the polls about, it looks like we're going to see a new day on the southern border pretty soon. What do you think?
Well, he was asked, I guess, today or yesterday about, you know, how is he going to keep families together? I think his answer was perfect. He said, we'll deport them together, and that way they don't have to break up. But this guy is an American. He's out for America. He's going to do what's right. He's going to base it on the Constitution, but he takes no crap from nobody. And I think that's what we need in this position. He's perfect for the job.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I love the fact, too, there was an article that came out this morning that said that the rank and file of the Customs and Border Patrol, that their morale has gone through the roof, and that people who were thinking about dropping their papers to retire and just get out are saying now that they'll stay.
Well, that's the thing. They've been begging for help the whole time. You look at some of the questioning that we did to the leadership of Border Patrol, and they were begging for leadership, not only from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, they were also wanting it from the border czar, and they got it from neither one of them. But I believe we're going in the right direction, and we're taking America back. Our republic is alive and well.
Well, so let's talk about recess appointments. And I know that the Senate is the one that handles confirmations, but there's been a lot of talk about Senate leadership and who's going to wind up being the next Senate leader. I know that our two senators right now, Tommy Tuberville has said that he is openly supportive of Rick Scott. And I don't think we've gotten a commitment of one way or the other out of Katie Britt yet. But the recess appointments, we've got to get these appointments in place. And do you foresee that, even though it's the Senate and you're in the House, do you foresee that as being something that whoever takes the leadership role is going to allow those recess appointments to take place?
Well, I'll tell you this right here. The Senate's got to get this worked out sooner rather than later. I've been on the phone constantly with Coach and with Senator Britt. And the big thing is Alabama's going to play a vital role in this process. But we have no time to waste. You start looking at it. We've got a bunch of federal judges that are appointed, and the president, I think, is going to take a position that when he's sworn in, that that's their last day, rather than letting them hold the position until the appointment's made. And I think that's the right position to take. You know, it's kind of very similar to the Space Command. You know, you look at what's going on there, be definitive. He's already got the data. That's how he made his decision. It was data-driven. And I'll be honest with you, my communication is when we cut the ribbon on this, I'm hoping to have President Donald Trump in Huntsville to do it.
Oh, man. And that, and listen, and if that happens, I want to be there too. I mean, I look at that as being the one of those things that is not only good for Alabama, but is also a bellwether, you know, sort of a indicator that things are indeed different now.
I'm pretty excited about Lee Zeldin going to EPA. You start looking, there's where a lot of our problems are. That's where they're choking out American businesses and what this administration's done. The president's actually coming tomorrow, and we'll be meeting with him tomorrow here on the Hill.
He also said, by the way, that he wants to get rid of the Department of Education. I'm personally for that. Do you think that'll happen?
100%. That's $80 billion wasted, and you know my position. I've already brought this up in a bill before, but that's $80 billion being wasted. My recommendation was take $40 billion of it to pay down the national debt, take the other $40 billion, send it back to the states, and get the federal government out of education. All that's what they're doing is holding millions of dollars over superintendents' heads to get them to teach critical race theory. Send the money back to the states, get the federal government out of education. The heartbeat of our state, you see your state representatives all the time. The last thing you need to do is be pleading with the president to stop blowing money on things that we don't agree with. And I think that, you know, you look at it, that's one good way to get the boys out of the girls' restrooms also in sports.
Oh, man, wouldn't that be something? I mean, that's where the Title IX, you know, reimagination came from, was the Department of Education. A lot of folks don't realize that. And they've presided for 40
years.
You know,
you look at some of the things, Phil, that's happened. You also look at this Department of Justice. You know, they redrew the Alabama congressional districts. And you think about it. It's supposed to be a Democrat-leaning district. Well, you look at that district, man. The Republicans lost by 8 points, which is a blowout. And I'm going to tell you, I hope the Alabama House of Representatives takes this district redrawing back up again, because it appears that the Supreme Court of our country is probably going to reverse what they've done to Louisiana, which is the same thing they did to Alabama. These districts should not be drawn by the federal courts.
No, I completely agree, and I think they will, and I think that we're going to see that. I think part of it's still on appeal, if I'm not mistaken, but I do believe we ought to pursue that to the nth degree. Well, Congressman, I can't believe that flew by, but we are already up against the break. But I can't tell you how much I appreciate you being available today, and we'll have you back on again sometime soon as things develop, all right?
Stay tuned. We'll be with the president tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, sir. That was Congressman Dale Strong calling in, and listen, I agree with him. I think it's hit the ground running, and I love hearing him say he is for getting rid of the Department of Education. I hope the rest of Congress is on that mind. Alabama is going to play a pivotal role. Our two senators and our congressional delegation. I mean, think about it, y'all. We have the highest percentage of Trump vote in a congressional district in the nation. Has been the 4th Congressional District of Alabama for the last few two elections. And then you've got the congressman who is the chairman of House Armed Services and one of the senior members of Appropriations, that's Adderholt and Rogers. And then you've got our two senators who are both, you know, rising stars in the caucus. I think we got a chance to make waves as a state. All right, JP, take me to a break, brother. We'll take that break right now. We'll come right back, and I'll see if I can finish up on the question that I had earlier from Wolverine Dan. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.